We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We had learned the Chafetz Chaim explained Vayhi Vishurun Melech. When is Hashem considered king over Israel? Specifically, when we are Yachad Shivtei Israel, when we are united and not Agudot Agudot, and not divided into clusters. And that when this one has his place and this one has his place, and everyone doesn't talk to one another, so that's where you end up having Lashon Hara. This one speaks about this one, that one speaks about that one. We're on the first paragraph on page Yud Beis. How could we get God's blessings? If we are so accustomed to this sin, so then we're entering these 10 days, now we're left with 7 days of Aser Shimei Tshuva, with tremendous hopes of what blessings we'd like this year. How can we anticipate receiving those blessings if we are accustomed to this sin? The Torah explicitly curses one who does this, as the verse says, "Arur makir eu basater." Cursed is he who hits his friend in hiding. What does it mean to hit his friend in hiding? Shukai alashon hara. Rashi over there explains that's talking about lashon hara. You say something bad about someone behind their back. That's what's called makereo basater. Ulvad shara urim sheyesh amod al ze kamvoa lekaman besof ticha yen sham. Aside from all the other curses that we'll still see later on, that the Torah warns if a person speaks lashon hara. Ulevad ze. And aside from that, alo yado migmara derechin. We know from the Talmud in tractate Erechin, that the greatness of this sin is beyond a limit, the sin of Lashon Hara. The Talmud over there says that when one speaks Lashon Hara, it's as though he's denying Hashem's existence, because he's allowing himself to talk as though Hashem's not listening. And the Jerusalem Talmud says in Tractate Peah, we know every morning we say many mitzvos, il dvarim shenem shiul, there are many mitzvos. One of them, and then we say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, right? Learning Torah corresponds to all the other great mitzvot. In the Jerusalem Talmud, it continues and says, and which sin corresponds to the other sins? Lashon Hara. Shenifra'im min ha'adam avuzeh ha'avon ba'olam hazeh v'akem kiyem ta'olam haba. And the Talmud warns us in Tractate Peah that over Lashon Hara, a person is taken to task in this world. But that's only the derivatives. The principle payment for that sin is waiting for a person in the world to come. Right, just like we say Akeren Kiyem Olam Haba about mitzvos, so when it comes to transgressions, we also say Akeren Kiyem Olam Haba. Vayen Nekaman B'Ptichav Sifri Shmirat HaLashon, he says, look, later on, I'm going to discuss all the different midrashim, all the different places our sages discuss this. And anyone who takes a close look, so then his hairs will stand on end if he comes to a realization of how grave this transgression is, speaking Lashon Hara. And next he's going to talk to us about why is this so grave, and how come today we don't give it so much weight? We don't even think about it. So that's why we're learning this book, right? So we would think about it. So what we learned today is that if one wants blessings, then this stands in the way, because the transgression of Lashon Hara, about that, the Torah says, Arur, cursed is one who does it, and that's called hitting his friend in the dark. And it says in Tractate Erechin that there's no limit to the greatness, the gravity of this sin. It's as though one's denying Hashem's existence. And then he quoted from the Jerusalem Talmud in Peah, that a person pays the derivatives in this world, but the principal payment is still waiting for him in the world to come. So the Chafetz Chaim is impressing upon us the gravity of this transgression, how careful we have to be when we speak about someone that we're going to talk, we're not going to say something that could inadvertently or more advertently, directly or indirectly, be harmful to the person.